CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. It is Friday.
Hi. Good morning.
How's it going, Leanne Moll?
Oh, goodness me. I've had quite the last 3 days. With,
why?
Well, you know, there's always something wrong with me, unfortunately. But I...
Yeah, there's always a... and it's not a small thing with you. There's always something big going on.
Brace
yourself.
Well,
this seems small, but no? The pain is incredible. It's toothache, which has... A tooth infection, which has spread into my sinuses.
Oh, that's heavy stuff. You could die from that.
Garrett.
Geez, like, thanks.
No. This, people used to get a tooth infection and it would spread into the sinuses. And then, listen, it's not far from the brain, huh?
Oh, my God.
No, Leanne, don't stress about it. Don't.
Gee, thanks, Gareth. I thought you'd told me that I need to just pull up my socks and get through the pain.
Are you on antibiotics?
Yes. So I started antibiotics yesterday.
Then you'll be all right. But, I mean, Jesus, you don't mess around. How long was your tooth sore for?
This is something that happens quite often. It's a recurring thing. Well, not quite often. The last time it happened was 2018. It's just this random thing that happens. But the pain is just what the worst is. So, you know, when you make like little notes and figure out what time you can take your painkiller and you count down the moments.
Oh, shucks.
So, yeah, I took my last one at 3. I'm working out when I can take the next one.
Oh.
But we'll see how we go. Because the pain's quite debilitating, I must say.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry, that's from all the water and tablets I'm drinking.
Did you mean 3 a.m.? You woke up specifically for the pills?
The pain woke me up, yeah.
Oh, my God. Terrible. Hey, speaking of pills, are you one of those people who can take these pills easily?
You mean, you know, like physically swallowing them?
Like, you know, if you take 3 or 4 pills, vitamins, or, you know, your case right now, the antibiotics, do you just swallow them easily? Because I still am not a very good pill drinker. Like, as soon as I put them, if it's more than 2 or 3 in my mouth, then...
Really?
Yeah, gee, I like get that.
The gagging thing, yeah. I still battle, especially vitamins, because they're huge and they stink. So they end up often, end up coming up again and you've got to swallow them again.
Those plastic dissolvable covers that they have on them, you know, the actual capsule.
Yes.
Oh, I hate the taste of that. It's just,
Yeah, exactly. But with little...
I wonder why. I mean, we must get a pharmacist on to tell us why they stink like that.
Well, I think it's mainly the vitamin B, the niacin maybe.
Well,
how your pee stinks after you've had vitamin B?
Mm-hmm. I used to think I was the only one.
Mm-mm.
Look, I learned the hard way as someone who I used to spend a lot of time with my grandfather growing up, and he was just like a mini chemist, and he swore by taking a whole chunk of pills all the time, especially what were they called? They had fish oil in them.
The omega-3 and omega-6 ones.
Yes.
So not your chewable jungle bites.
No. It was always routine. He'd pick me up from school. We'd get home. And just before we made lunch, he would stand there while I downed all of these. Now, that consistency, it's this oily capsule.
Yeah.
And really, there's no smell. There's no flavor that can take that oiliness out of it.
Revolting.
So now I don't care.
Yeah. Hey, listen, people are okay with the sound. So that's good news. Thanks. We've got Spike in the studio running things today. Because Bulelo is away he's been away since Wednesday. So Spike's been running things in the studio. The irony is that we're having technical issues on a day where we've got the most technical adept person in
the irony.
Desk, yeah. So, I mean, Spike is the kind of guy who can make it sound like you're in a concert hall by moving some dials around and putting some effects on things, and then he can make it sound like you're in a cardboard box. And he's a genius with sound, which is just so ironic that we should be sitting here with technical problems.
I don't know. But I don't know if it's just me. I'm getting a little feedback.
I'm just hearing a little bit of, I'm just hearing some noise in my ears here. It's called a bit of.
What was that? That was like a combination of the Archbishop Tutu and Griselda Zelda.
Yeah, it was. It was good. It's a new character I'm working on.
The love child of the Arch and Griselda Zelda.
Oh, can you imagine?
I miss the Arch, hey?
Shame, well, you listen, he's not going to be around for very long. He's really, you know, he shouldn't be buying any green bananas. And he's the last of our proper heroes. He's the last of our national treasures. I don't think there are very many left. Oh, there may be them, you know.
Yeah, there may be.
They're ones that we know less well. But he's, yes. I've always held him in the same category in my mind as Nelson Mandela.
Absolutely. Because
the two of them had not only local fame and incredible popular support, but they also had international recognition. You know, the Arch is a Nobel laureate, so was Nelson Mandela. These were people who have such an important pivotal role in the country's history. It's just very hard to imagine not having both of them. And I hope he's got a little while to go still, but he and his wife are retired in, I think, Hermanus or something. And they live in a little retirement facility there. And
I mean, by the sea.
Well, you know, it's very good to be here in this retirement village. We are very happy. Oh, it's wonderful. Yes, wonderful.
Oh, man.
Great. And that voice and that laugh and everything.
Yeah.
Just great.
But he, you know, he's been calling it like it is for a while now. Like he, you know, he freaked me out and a lot of people out. I think it was 2 years ago, maybe, when he said, if the cancer's going to take me, let me die.
Yeah, he's I wouldn't say fatalistic, but I know people who've had this attitude to everything, including COVID. They're like, you know, if it gets me, it gets me. Too bad. And Lubabalo says, speaking of pills and health, you can buy an HIV test at the pharmacy, like you get a pregnancy test now. So you don't have to go for a test with a nurse at the, you know, at the clinic like you might have before. I used to have to do that for my medical insurance. In fact, I think I'm probably due for one now. Usually somewhere around World AIDS Day, which is the 1st of December, we do a test. And sometimes we do it in the studio, remember? We've done that before, Leanne.
Yeah, it's in my position currently, it would be the one test that scared me the least because chances are zero. Unless I'd had a blood transfusion, which I haven't.
How long has it been since you had a man rummage around in your private parts?
I mean, given COVID, do we include that?
Yeah. You have to include COVID because I know a lot of people who've been having sex during COVID.
Jeez, I'd like to say.
This is very exciting. Wait. This requires a little bit of ambience and, you know, something exciting going on. All right, so go.
Oh, let me clutch my pearls.
All right.
Is she doing the calculations?
She's busy figuring it out. I want you to use long division and then try and say, you know, divide by the total amount of time that's elapsed and then multiply by how much you miss it. And let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Leanne Moll to give us an accurate number of days or months or years since she last had sexual activity in her nether regions. Yes, very exciting. Go ahead, Leanne.
It would be August 2017.
Wow, all right.
No.
How well have you done? I mean, what's your last time?
Last Sunday.
Well done. Sure. See, it's busy.
And it's Gareth, your turn. Hey.
There was sometime in lockdown, like sometime in probably, I'd say maybe September.
See, you guys are lucky.
Wait, Leanne, are you 2017?
Yeah.
I can, we gotta call someone up.
Can I get you a male prostitute?
Can't we please?
Listen, I've just said I can now take an AIDS test confidently.
Oh, okay.
I need to be boring. You can also get COVID tests at the pharmacy.
I got that SMS too.
Hmm. So I think maybe
for antibodies as well.
Three birds with one stone. I'll go to the Clicks or Dischem or whatever it is. I'll just get a HIV test. I'll get a pregnancy test.
Pregnancy.
Shits and giggles. And then I'll get a COVID test and I'll see. What do you think, Sia? Good idea?
I don't know the need for that pregnancy test, but everything else, sure. Does it make you more comfortable to get an HIV test at home alone?
No.
Really?
You're not supposed to, no, because you're supposed to have immediate counseling for if you do have it.
Right.
So that you don't off yourself or do something stupid.
Yeah.
But I was remembering the other day, speaking of these tests, going in for, and I was speaking to a bunch of girls and we all agreed, we used to go in for the morning after pull and we'd wear a ring on our ring finger before we asked for it.
Because
it was so shameful, you know.
It used to be a shameful thing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and now living in the times of abuse and, are you okay? And relationships being screwed up. A friend of mine went for the morning after pill about a week or two ago. And she actually went with the man she was with. I'm not going to call it, they aren't dating officially, but they're together. Sure. And the nurse says, excuse me, sir, please, you stay away, you sit down. And then they bring her forward and they start whispering to her saying, are you okay? Is he forcing you to take these pills against your will?
So she went with him to make it better, but they all thought that he was there to make sure she took the pills.
Yeah. So, do you need us to intervene? Where were you last night with him? Were you safe? I was like, okay. Look, I guess it's a sweet thing if they're just helping, but it also is very dramatized. Mm.
These things happen.
Munwabisi says, I have a good escort service on call for Leanne, and also a stripper cam live, which I was partly streaming before this. So there's Munwabisi with some suggestions. Zanele says, ass has been preserving the ass. Ryan says, ass needs pina colada. Penis colada.
If you like penis colada.
Or getting caught in the rain. Dun, 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 dun. All right, so
I'd rather get caught in the rain.
Okay. All right. Don't worry.
I love penis colada.
Erica says, thanks, Lee, for your honesty. It makes the rest of us a little bit better. You are not alone. See?
There you go. Always be honest. Sometimes I might have to be honest and say I'd had 3 sexual partners in 2 days. And sometimes I have to say it's been since August 2017. You just never know.
It's a lottery.
If it makes you feel bad, Sunday wasn't great for me, Leanne, but yeah.
It was bad sex, I see. Yeah.
At this point, it has to be mind-blowing in order for me to consider it. At least the promise of being mind-blowing.
Right. It's not that it was bad sex, but sometimes you're in it, sometimes you're not. And Sunday was hot. It was in the afternoon, and you're already feeling like, don't touch me, and sticky and sweaty.
It sounds like, we should just realize, we are the worst examples of people who are loving and touchy-feely. And, there are people listening to us right now who are going, what is wrong with those three people that all they do is complain about other people. Let's just, you know, remember there are actually those among us, not on the show this morning, but there are those humans who are able to make meaningful relationships happen, and that they can have positive physical interactions with other people, and that they want to be held, and they want to be touched, and they want to be loved. And not everyone is like us. You know, we're all very, very bizarre people. Casey says, and Casey's quite a hardcore dude, he says, lockdown has not stopped me from having sex at home or work. It hasn't stopped me. Hasn't stopped me from drinking or going out. I don't even wear a mask in public anymore. Good for you, Casey, you know? I like people like that. He's just not, he's not falling for this bullshit. That cloud dating won't save you, Leanne, because there weren't enough men to host the first Cape Town one. Hey, Joe.
Oh.
Get your friends on board.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on what Casey said. What do you think he means by sex at work? Is he having sex with his colleagues?
Casey is such an alpha male that I'm sure he is. He's just everywhere. He just fucks everything he sees.
Oh.
That's so attractive.
He looks at that door handle and says, yeah, come get it.
You're in no position to criticize him, Leanne.
Yeah, I've had my stages. Village Bicycle comes to mind.
Roger says, oh, don't be so mean to yourself, Leanne. Roger says, morning, guys. I did full tests for a Liberty updated policy. Three finger pricks, that's cholesterol, HIV, and nicotine and tobacco. The nurse only gives you cholesterol tests. The other two are private, and they will contact you if you require counseling. What do you need counseling for if it's nicotine and tobacco?
Well, I'm supposed to quit.
I see. All right. Did you guys see Elon's tweet about Jack in the Box? No, I didn't.
No?
Elon Musk. Maybe I should go and look at him. I haven't looked at his tweets for a long time. I haven't been on Twitter for a long time. Let me just see. Might have to remember my login details here. Elon Musk. Oh, here he is. Okay. Elon Musk.
Context.
Might buy a Jack in the Box footstool. I did see.
Is there context?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, please explain yourself. We need to know what the hell that's all about. So if you can just explain that to us a little bit, Vincent, I'd be very appreciative. But he did tweet the other day, Tesla should make catgirl robots. Absolutely or of course. And a million people voted, and they said absolutely. I mean, not that the answer matters because they're the same. And still a million people clicked on that. Isn't that great? All right. If I was single, I'd be right up there in those great big mammary glands, says Neil.
Ooh.
Mm.
You see, I don't know if I want anyone up in there anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, Leanne, don't shut down the factory. Okay, we'll get to this in a second. I think there's a lot to unpack here. But someone says, Sam, she says, I relate to you guys. Sex only happens in the morning before the day wears on you. You know, especially in summer. So she's agreeing.
Especially in summer, yeah.
Leanne, 2017, ooh, girl, when you do, it'll be like thunder. I haven't had sex. Listen to this. This is from Sean. He says, I haven't had sex since the year of our Lord 2016. It has become such a mission. I just masturbate furiously. It keeps the doctor away. And my gran used to say that it's a wanker day keeps the doctor away.
Your gran?
My gran at my kitchen tea before I got married gave me a pair of gloves. And when I said to her, what are these for? And she said, in case you have to touch the ghastly thing.
If you think about it, you know, there's generations of the old ladies who they always thought everything to do with sex was filthy and dirty. Oh no, I don't talk about that. Oh no, never do that. They genuinely were repulsed by the idea of sex.
Or they pretended they were, and they were in the meantime they were nymphos.
No, there's still people like that around now. I'm talking about a group of old ladies that used to live. They were probably born around the turn of the century. And anything that you ever said to them that was sexual, horrified by it. And I do believe they probably didn't like sex at all. They weren't pretending. You know, like now you get these people who pretend that they're celibate or they pretend they don't like sex or whatever. But there are actual people who used to live, and especially around that time, the Victorian era, that anything sexual was just really gross to them. And they were probably asexual, you know? I mean, they'd have children, but that's like their duty. And then after that, the factory was closed down.
Look, don't listen to me so seriously as well, because I'm no psychologist. But I think part of what breeds the type of behavior and sexual behavior we have nowadays is what is around us. So everything is so sexualized. And, you know, whether it's in music lyrics or what we see in movies, it's very romantic to, and, you know, something we somewhat aspire to, go to dinner and you chat to someone and then you go home with them and then you wake up and you look great and say, thanks for last night, and you leave. You know, they didn't have even those subliminal pressures back then. So you really did whatever you wanted to. So if you were into it, you did it. If you didn't, you didn't.
No, I don't think they did, Sia, because first of all, there was no such thing as consensual sex.
Are you telling me there wasn't some sort of a haggardy cave woman who was just humping everything from a man to a tree trunk?
No, women had hardly any agency from a sexual point of view. Obviously, there were women in history who did, you know, particularly powerful women, like Catherine the Great comes to mind, who used sex as a tool for getting what she wanted politically. But by and large, men just decided they wanted sex and women just had to comply. The idea of consensual sex is a fairly new one. Let's not mess around. Oh, so here's a tweet about Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box should do double duty as a sperm donor clinic. The name is great. Oh, I think Jack in the Box is a name of a company. I don't know what they sell, but he said it should be a sperm donor clinic as well. Because you would be jacking in the box, right?
Let me get some context here.
All right, let's just get on with the headlines this morning because we've been messing around now for a couple of minutes. It's time to find out what's going on in the world, the five things you need to know. First of all, two VUT students have died after drinking a mixture of cough syrup and alcohol. So the Vale University of Technology said that these two women fell ill on Monday. And Gauteng police opened an inquest docket after the bodies of two women were found at their student residences after they mixed alcohol and cough syrup. The circumstances around their death are still being investigated. Paramedics are called. Both students were certified dead. Their bodies would be taken for toxicology and post-mortem to determine the cause of death. The mixture of cough syrup, soda, and hard candy is also known as Sizzurp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Sizzurp.
Yep. Reports have indicated that deaths linked to codeine, which is found in some cough syrups, doubled in Australia between 2000 and 2009. According to the Addiction Center, the effects of codeine are believed to be similar to those of morphine or heroin. Woo!
Jeez. Okay, that makes more sense, though, because I was thinking, I'm sure there have been times where I've had cough syrup and had a glass of wine, and I was fine. But these are like hectic mixtures. Booze.
Please don't drink Sizzurp, okay? Uh-uh. Not a good idea. There was a stage where Justin Bieber was doing Sizzurp, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amazon's quarterly profit has tripled. Isn't that amazing? You know, the coronavirus has ruined most people's lives, but Jeff Bezos, he doesn't give a shit. $6.3 billion, this is amazing, is the profit increase compared with $2.1 billion a year ago when revenues jumped 37%. To $96 billion, that's their revenue, for the retail and technology colossus. Shares in Amazon, which saw gains in both retail and cloud computing, dipped around 1% in the trading following the earnings report. Results came as Amazon and other tech giants are under intense scrutiny in the U.S. and elsewhere for their growing dominance of key economic sectors. Amazon has also faced criticism for how it manages its marketplace for third-party sellers. Amazon chief executive Jeff Bezos said the update was useful to tout the company's leadership on minimum wage as it bolsters its global workforce to about 1 million. He said, 2 years ago, we increased Amazon's minimum wage to $15 for full-time, part-time, temporary, and seasonal employees, and we've challenged other large employers to do the same. Oh, yeah, it's great when you've got those revenue numbers to make all the other businesses feel.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely to be at the top.
After giving up a huge chunk of his money to his ex-wife, I think this is a great time now when he's making all of it up again.
What a great guy. And then this is a sad story. At least 140 immigrants that were bound for Europe have drowned after a boat carrying 200 people sank off the coast of Senegal. Jesus, I mean, you know Senegal is on the west coast of Africa. Now, they were going to try and round the coast of Africa, Mauritania, Algeria, Morocco, and they were hoping to get to Europe. That's a hell of a long way. And they sank off the coast of Senegal, so they didn't even make it, you know, a tenth of the way, basically. And the boat caught fire, capsized on Saturday shortly after leaving the town of Mbour. 60 people were rescued. It's believed the migrants were attempting to reach mainland Europe via Spain's Canary Islands. This route from West Africa has grown in popularity since 2018. Saturday's incident was the deadliest of its kind anywhere in the world. We call for unity between governments, partners, and international communities to dismantle trafficking and smuggling networks that take advantage of desperate youth. But a lot of these people are volunteers. They want to go to Europe. They so much hate the place they're in. And they see so little opportunity for themselves there that they will get onto a dangerous little boat and they will drown off the coast of Africa or in the Mediterranean. And that's a better option. It's a better future for them than staying in Senegal.
Yeah.
Why don't we make Africa better? Why don't we make Africa great again?
Mm.
So that people don't want to go to Europe the whole time. Why don't we make Africa more habitable, more hospitable to the people of Africa, and we won't have net migration out. Mm. Maybe people will want to come here. Wouldn't that be nice? We seem to constantly put the blame for this on the Europeans. But why is it that African people are constantly trying to leave instead of Europeans coming here? Why don't we ask that question? And why don't we demand more from our governments on this continent?
Right.
We have a double standard. We go, oh, Europe's so mean, they won't let these migrants in. Why don't we go, African leaders are so mean that they force these migrants to make decisions that could lead to their deaths or to substandard conditions in Europe? Let's ask that. If we truly believe, you know, this is what I can't stand about, like, left-wing politics. Is left-wing people will tell you how they believe in racial equality, but they don't really. Because if they believed in racial equality, they would treat everybody as their equals. Now, if you treat someone as your equal, you must be willing to criticize them. If Leanne and Sia and I are equals, and Sia does something wrong, and he's the only black person in the group, and I don't criticize him, it means I'm not treating him equally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I say to Sia, sorry, that's not good enough, and I'm going to explain to you why I think you're wrong, then I treat Sia as an equal and as a friend.
Yeah.
There's this
good point.
There's this double standard, this soft bigotry that I've spoken about so many times, where people have a standard and then they have a standard for the people of color, you know. So patronizing. It drives me up the wall. So we expect Europe to do everything, to bend over backwards to accommodate migrants and to not chase them back into the sea and to make sure that there is a welfare for them and there's a place for them to stay and they can be documented and they can go through the process. What do we expect of the leader of Senegal? Fuck all. What does that tell you? It tells you that we don't really think that the leader of Senegal is equal to the leader of some European country. And we've got to stop that. It's just not right. It's hypocritical in the extreme. And what you're really saying, all you people who complain about migration and how unfair Europe is, what you're really saying is, let's have two standards. We'll have a standard for Africans and we'll have a standard for Europeans. And the standard for Europeans is higher, but let's not say anything about that. Oh, it makes me cross.
I hear you.
Yeah.
It's pure racism. That's what it is.
Everyone needs to be held accountable.
Damn right. France, speaking of Europe, is on an emergency footing after a knife man got into a church and killed three people. You know, there's this big thing going on because there was that teacher who was beheaded the other day for showing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad to class. which, you know, you should be able to show your class cartoons of anything, really.
Well,
I mean, within reason. And if you're in a free Western liberal democracy, nothing should be called blasphemy and banned. And France, that's what happens. If you want to live in France, those are the rules. You know, again, let's not have two sets of standards. If you live in France, France is a Western liberal democracy where freedom of speech is as important as freedom of religion. And you don't have a right to kill someone if they do or say or draw something that you don't appreciate. If you don't like it, don't live in France. It's that simple. Don't try and make France comply with your stupid rules. So apparently, in Nice, where I was just a year ago, a knife-wielding man killed three people, practically beheading a 60-year-old woman in what President Macron called an Islamist terrorist attack. The 21-year-old Tunisian migrant, who had a copy of the Quran and three knives with him, shouted "Allahu Akbar" when approached by police, who shot and seriously wounded him. In a near half-hour frenzy in the Notre Dame Basilica in the center of Nice, the assailant used a knife of 30 centimeters long to cut the throat of a 60-year-old woman that he practically beheaded her. She died inside the church.
Jesus.
Jesus is right. I mean, what is that all about?
My word.
You know,
that's so screwed up.
That's a combination of religious fanaticism and mental illness.
Mental illness, yeah.
I don't know what's PC and what isn't PC anymore. I think mental illness is, you know, a certain grouping of things that are diagnosed or something very serious or, you know, something doctors can analyze and understand. And then sometimes I just think people are crazy.
Yeah. Crazy is different to mental. Yeah.
And something like this, I think, is a crazy act.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to talk about this morning because it's going to be the only thing I talk about. And it's not going to put people in a good mood. And it's Friday. Have I not been consistent about this all the time you've known me?
About terrorism?
About terrorism, about fundamentalist religion.
Radicalism, absolutely.
About freedom of speech. I have such strong feelings about this that it's boring if I talk about it any more than I already have. Go and pick any show that we've discussed any of this on before in the last 20 years, and you'll hear what I think. And it hasn't changed. Anyway, yeah. America is about to go to the polls. That's next week, Tuesday.
Oh, finally.
I know, but there's a story that very few of the American media outlets are actually reporting on. Because it's inconvenient. That's the story about what's happening in Philadelphia. There's been a curfew in effect in Philadelphia.
On the streets of Philadelphia.
Streets of Philadelphia. All right. So there was unrest that followed a police killing of a black man that would not be maintained for a second night, the unrest. Apparently, the mayor, Jim Kenney, called on residents to stay home except in a case of emergency. Now, I do not understand how this is allowed in a modern, civilized, sophisticated city like Philadelphia, how people are allowed to just go on the rampage. And let me tell you what happened, because no one is going to, all right? There was a man who was carrying a knife, just like this dude in France, ironically, that we just told you about a second ago. And this guy was running around threatening people. And the police said to him, "Put down your knife." And he refused, and he ran for the police. Now, what are they meant to do? So they shot the fucker, okay? Because he's a criminal with a knife. And he's terrorizing the neighborhood. So they shoot him. Because they've got footage. You can actually watch the footage of this guy threatening the police. So they shoot him. Now this is police brutality because it's a black man. And the police, for all we know, may have been black or white. It doesn't matter. But it's definitely not a racist killing because this guy had a knife and he didn't listen to the police. So, of course, this is interpreted by the mob as a reason to steal a TV. I kid you not. What did they do? They didn't go to the police station and protest outside with signs saying stop killing unarmed black men or stop killing armed black men or stop killing armed black men that are lunging at you with a knife. They didn't do any of that. This is what the mob did in Philly. They went to Walmart and they broke through the doors of Walmart and they stole TVs.
How is it related?
It's not. And again, this comes down to this bigotry that people on the left seem to be perfectly happy to carry with them. It's a hypocrisy. It's like, yes, but you know, if they're black people and they're angry, they're allowed to do this. And they're the same people who would say if this was a Donald Trump rally, oh, but those racists, we must shut it down. It's bad, you know, especially dangerous during coronavirus.
Oh, it's all very, very exhausting.
It's exhausting. And, this is going to – let me tell you why the media aren't reporting on this, because this is bad for Joe Biden, who has said that they have a systemic racism problem in the police and people's anger is justified. And Donald Trump's going out there saying we're a law and order society, and the Democratic cities, including this mafia, that have allowed these protests and these riots, because they're riots, to take place over the last few months. These people are thugs and criminals and must be locked up in jail. Because the first communities that get hit by this kind of rioting and looting are black communities. They're the ones that take the biggest hit. So, again, you've got this very strange dichotomy happening in what is the story that the media want to tell, because it's not going to help Joe Biden at the polls, and then the story that's actually happening. Mm. And politicians are in on it. Politicians are using this to their advantage, and it's disgusting because people are actually dying. More people have been killed in the riots around police brutality. More black people have been killed during the riots against police brutality than have been killed by police brutality. That's insane. That's insane. So can we please stop? Can we stop being stupid just for 5 seconds? All these lunatics who are talking about systemic racism. We've got a problem in the world, and the problem isn't police brutality and systemic racism. It's communities that are forced to live under conditions where there's no law and order because politicians are manipulating those communities to their advantage for votes and for fundraising and for ideological reasons. And it's despicable. You have blood on your hands if you support this kind of thing. Anyway, what a hard way to start the news. Did we have to have news like this on a Friday?
I know. All right,
let's not talk about that.
Why can't it be about a candy floss machine breaking down at our favorite sweet shop?
Exactly. I mean, that is such an annoying, but at least you can make it through the day, you know?
If you're still interested in eating candy floss, I guess that's why you also might have a tooth infection, Leanne.
No, it's been a long time since candy floss. Longer than since I've had sex.
Ooh, it's been a long time for a lot of things for you.
I see loads of stories about SAA because the government has decided they're going to bail out SAA again. They're going to pay for their business rescue. It's to the tune of a couple of billion. I mean, Canton covered this yesterday in the Burning Platform, so you may want to go and hear that, because actually SAA is a drop in the ocean. We are accumulating debt to the tune of over 2 billion rand a day as we stand at the moment in South Africa. So this SAA thing is nothing, but it's just another example of how government will keep on doing the wrong thing, even in the case where there is an abundance of information that proves that they're doing the wrong thing. They will continue to do it.
SAA just puts cats to shame, man. How many lives do they have?
Let it die. Let the SABC die as well. Really. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's time. It's just no longer competitive, and neither is SAA. These two are. And why should the public foot the bill for this? Why should you and I and everybody else who's working hard, and we're paying upwards of 50% in terms of general taxes, including things like it, but even more in terms of private healthcare, private security, private education for our children. If you figure all of that out, we're probably paying 70, maybe even 80% tax, which means you get to keep one day out of your seven that you are able to work. You get to keep one day's wages, effectively. Now, who's going to listen to
this? Have I not done enough for the SABC?
And you've done enough for the SABC, and frankly, so have I. I was there trying to help them survive, and they've just, ever since we left, they've been fucking up repeatedly. Remember, we left.
Yeah, it's because we left.
We left before. No, we did. We left before Hladi Motsoeneng took over, remember?
No, he was still there. I mean, he was there when we were there.
But he wasn't in charge.
Yeah.
He was some minor. He was like in charge of something, but he wasn't the CEO or the acting CEO. And then we left there, and thank God we left just in time, because otherwise we would be like those people who are on radio or television this morning on an SABC channel who are effectively, they're on welfare and you're paying their welfare. That's what it is. And let me tell you, they're earning way more than the average welfare payments that the government dispense. So just fire these people. Just fire and dissolve and destroy these businesses. They are not going to work. And they're a disgrace.
Would be nice if something was set up before they were fired, though.
You work for SAA or the SABC or PRASA or what else is there? There's so many. Transnet or any of those companies. Just resign and get out of there. Just resign. Otherwise, you're also part of the problem. It's time for you to go and find a way to make a meaningful contribution to society. Sorry. I have no more sympathy. In the budget, according to Carl, they took $1.58 billion away from the police budget, but they gave $10 billion to SAA. And we're in a country where we have gender-based violence and, you know, murder and robbery and rape and all of these things that we constantly talk about. But they took money away from the police and gave it to SAA. This government, really, we need to remove these people from office. They are a disgrace. Chris says, can I just say that during lockdown in Dubai, they put a sign up at the main beach that no one was allowed. Not one person went to the beach. Pros and cons? No guns, no tasers needed. Just people respecting and trusting the law.
People are crazy. I don't trust people.
Yeah, I'm with you. Anyway, I mean, wow, what a morning. We've gone from when last Leanne had sex to the Islamic beheadings and riots in Philadelphia, and now SAA. Wow, who knows what could come up next? Got any weekend plans?
Yeah, I'm supposed to have a wine tasting thing, but now I'm on so much medication, I don't think that's a good idea.
All right.
Might be a very good idea.
When?
No. Don't do that, Leanne.
No. And also you kind of compromise the effects of the antibiotics if you have wine. But I still have to go to this tasting, and it's specifically a wine tasting. It's with family, so it's cool. I mean, they don't mind if I don't really take part. But it's just like, it's very, very sad for me, you know? I just don't know if I can do it.
Be strong. Thoughts and prayers. Okay. What do you up to this weekend?
I think there'll be quite a few Halloween parties this weekend. People are itching for any excuse, you know?
I need to close my windows and the door then tomorrow.
Do you want to know what I'm doing? Okay, so Saturday. One of my friends whose wife is pregnant, he's going to have a baby. So I've often complained about how, you know, people have just too many parties for too many reasons. So he needs to have a nappy party. Well, his friends have organized it. So we're all getting together. It's really like a bri. It's nothing more than that. So we're all going to get together on Saturday, but we're doing it at my house because, you know, evidently, you know, I've got the space or whatever. So about 12 or 15 guys are going to get here, and we're going to have a braai, and we're going to drink a little bit. And it's going to be a nice South African afternoon. And I don't know if we're going to finish by the evening, but if we do, then maybe I should suggest something for Halloween.
Yeah.
Won't you be peopled and partied out?
Probably, but see, I'm trying to be optimistic here. I mean, I'm not 1,000 years, you know. I'm also trying to be realistic
for you.
I have reserves of energy. I mean, yeah, maybe I can do something here.
I was on my grumpy man accord yesterday when I heard the kids at the complex rehearsing songs that they were doing for trick or treat. I don't care. I'll just, you know where I'll be on Saturday? I'll be on the couch.
Yeah.
And I'll just have maybe two candles lit inside.
So no one knows that you're home.
No one knows I'm home. Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Get into the spirit. Buy some little chocolates.
I want those.
Trick or treat.
Shut up.
You've got it. You can't be an asshole and chase kids away, Sia. You can't do that.
Yes, I won't chase them away. I won't even interact with them.
No, Sia, that's mean. Stop being mean. You're not a mean person. Why have you become so mean?
No, just the kids. Kids are a lot. You know, the other day they see me here and then they knock on the door and they say, hi, you know, we're starting a new car wash thing. Just don't even touch my car. Leave me alone. Where are your parents?
You want to be like that. If you want to be like that, then here's what you should do. You should go and buy those orange cream chocolates that nobody likes.
Oh, no.
Just buy a packet of orange creams and subs so that.
Or like expired toffees that are so hard.
Maybe. But get things like that. And, you know, you buy those beans, different flavors, but you take out all the good ones. You just leave like the vomit flavored beans. And then you will just be creative about this. See, make it fun for yourself and for the kids.
Yeah, it actually would be quite fun with kids to use those horrible tasting beans.
In fact, I think I'll go and buy a packet of them today. And I'll film my nephews with their facial expressions.
Yes,
that'll be fun. And then we'll create a whole video montage of them eating disgusting shit.
Yes.
All right. Lubabalo says, I watched the So What Now show live on Wednesday. That show is proper. Well, thank you, sir.
Ah, thank you.
It was a great show this week. We're trying to take it in a direction that it hasn't gone before. And I think that the show became very serious and it wasn't really fun for me. I wasn't enjoying myself. Like on this show, we can skip from the sublime to the ridiculous as evidenced by what we've discussed this morning already. And we've only done an hour. We've gone from crazy stuff to serious stuff to ridiculous stuff. And that's what I kind of want to do with the TV show as well, because I don't like being serious all the time. I'm not good at it.
Why so serious?
So there's going to be a change there as well. Who's got all those noises in the background?
Goodness. It's bark time. People are walking their dogs.
Oh, is it in your neighborhood? Okay. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. There was a house. The house directly next door to me actually was empty for a little while, but now I see people have moved back in. It was so nice while it was empty.
Why was
maybe
it
they
nice?
Went away during COVID?
Like, maybe
to their farm or something.
Yeah, I don't know. CliffCentral.com.